After the previous perek went very much sidetracked to discuss a long list of comparing different things to each other. For example, there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, except for reading the Megillah and doing Matanis Lev Yoinim. And then there are many other examples, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Neder and Dova, etc. Now the Mishnah goes back to the subject of the Masechta, and the focus of the next few Mishnayos is how exactly the Megillah needs to be read, and details about the actual Megillah itself, the scroll, and what characteristics it needs to have in order to be valid. So, Akuras HaMegillah LeMafreya, one who reads the Megillah in the wrong order, Lo Yotza has not fulfilled his obligation. So this includes, for example, if somebody heard the entire Megillah, except for one posuk. So it wouldn't be enough just to go back and read that one posuk, because it would come out that you read the posuk in the wrong order. And so you would need to read the entire Megillah again, so that the entire Megillah, posuk by posuk, was read in order. Now the simple reason for this is because the entire purpose of reading the Megillah is in order to publicize the miracle of the Purim story. So if it's done in the wrong order, then you can't really follow the story. And this is learnt from the Pasuk in the Megillah, which says, V'hayomim ho'elen is korim v'na'asim. These days of Purim should be remembered and done. Meaning remembered and observed. Now, just like the day on which Purim is observed, one can't change the order of a day. It cannot be that Monday comes before Sunday, or that the 15th of Adar comes before the 14th of Adar. So too, when it comes to remembering and talking about the miracle of Purim, when it comes to reading the Megillah, it has to be done in the correct order. Continues the Mishnah, Kura'a al-Peh, if somebody read the Megillah by heart, without the Megillah scroll in front of him, Kura'a targum, if he read the Aramaic translation of the Megillah, or B'chol Loshon, or in any other language other than Loshon HaKodesh, than Hebrew, then Layotzi has not fulfilled his obligation if he does not understand the language. Aval bat, Kone Solalalalazois, one can read the Megillah for those who speak a foreign language and don't understand Loshon HaKodesh, the original Hebrew in which it was written, Bela'az, in their own foreign language, and as long as they understand the foreign language, they fulfill the obligation. On the other hand, V'haloyes Roshon HaShuris, if a foreigner who does not understand Loshon HaKodesh, but hears the Megillah in Loshon HaKodesh, from a Megillah which is written in Ashuris, which as we saw in the previous perek, is the script in which the Torah and the Megillah would be written in, so even if he doesn't understand it, Yotza, he fulfills his obligation. So it emerges that since the Megillah itself is written in Loshon HaKodesh, and the main mitzvah and the way to ideally fulfill the mitzvah is to read or hear the Megillah being read in the original language in which it was written, so even if one does not understand it, he has nevertheless fulfilled the mitzvah in the way that Chazal said it needs to be fulfilled. However, if he's reading it in a different language, so that's not the original ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah, and it only works if you understand it as understanding the story. If you don't understand it, and you're not even reading it in the way it was written, so then you cannot fulfill the obligation like that.